Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Only Real Estate and Rental Property Investing for Beginners, book you'll ever need two in one close your first deal. Easily by Andrew James is a beginner-focused real estate investing guide aimed at readers who want a practical entry point into rental property ownership. Positioned as a two-in-one resource. The book combines the process of finding and closing a first deal with the later responsibilities of managing properties and building rental income. Its central purpose is to reduce the confusion that often keeps new investors from acting, especially those with limited savings or no prior experience. Rather than treating real estate as an abstract wealth strategy, it frames investing as a sequence of learnable steps: choosing a market, analyzing cash flow, financing a purchase, screening tenants, and maintaining a property over time. The book is written for readers who want a structured overview of the full investment cycle, not just deal acquisition. That makes it especially relevant in the beginner real estate category, where many books cover theory but stop short of operational guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a full cycle beginner roadmap from deal search to property management. One of the book's most notable features is that it does not isolate one part of real estate investing. Instead, it presents the process as a complete cycle, beginning with deal selection and continuing through closing, tenant management, and ongoing maintenance. This matters because many beginner books overemphasize buying the property while underexplaining what happens after acquisition. Andrew James appears to respond to that gap by treating ownership as an operating business rather than a one-time purchase for a new investor. This approach is useful because early mistakes often occur not in the search phase alone, but in failing to account for the practical demands of running a rental. By connecting acquisition and management, the book encourages readers to think in terms of systems, not isolated transactions. That framing also helps readers understand why a property that looks attractive on paper may still fail if screening, repairs, or cash flow are mismanaged. The strength of this topic is its emphasis on continuity. Each step affects the next, and the book tries to make that sequence visible. Secondly, simple deal analysis and cash flow thinking for first-time investors. The book places strong emphasis on how to evaluate a rental property before buying it, especially by looking at cash flow rather than relying on vague ideas of appreciation or wealth building. This is important for beginners because the numbers determine whether a property can support itself and contribute to long-term portfolio growth. According to the available descriptions, the book teaches readers how to analyze a deal quickly and avoid common beginner mistakes. That suggests a practical focus on basic return assessment, expense awareness, and the difference between a property that looks affordable and one that actually performs. The analytical value here is straightforward. New investors often become emotionally attached to a property before testing whether it meets investment criteria. By centering cash flow, the book pushes readers toward discipline. It also makes the concept of passive income more concrete, since income only becomes meaningful if costs, financing, and vacancies are realistically accounted for. This topic is useful because it turns real estate from a dream into a decision-making framework where the buyer can compare opportunities rather than guess. Thirdly, beginner financing strategies and the responsible use of leverage. A key part of the book is its attention to financing, including low money down approaches, seller financing, and other creative methods that can help beginners enter the market. That focus is important because capital constraints are one of the biggest barriers for new investors, rather than assuming readers already have significant reserves. The book appears designed for people who need to understand how to structure a first purchase without overextending themselves. The idea is not simply to borrow more, but to use leverage responsibly so that a property supports wealth creation instead of becoming a financial burden. This distinction matters in rental property investing, where debt can either accelerate portfolio growth or magnify risk. The book's likely value lies in showing that financing is part of strategy, not just a technical step after finding a property. By presenting multiple routes to ownership, it broadens the reader's sense of what may be possible while still keeping the process practical. For beginners, that can lower the entry barrier without promising unrealistic outcomes. It also reinforces the book's overall theme: real estate investing is accessible, but only when the numbers and financing structure are understood. Fourthly, property operations, tenant screening, and maintenance as core investment skills. Unlike many entry-level real estate guides, this book gives meaningful attention to the operational side of ownership. That includes tenant screening, maintenance, and the legal or logistical realities of managing a rental property. This is a significant analytical choice because rental income depends on the quality of operations just as much as it depends on purchase price. A property with weak tenant selection or neglected maintenance can quickly erase projected returns, even if the acquisition seems smart. By highlighting these responsibilities, the book appears to teach that ownership is not passive in the early stages. It requires systems, standards, and follow-through. For beginners, this is especially valuable because many first-time investors underestimate the work involved after closing. The emphasis on screening is particularly practical, since tenant quality affects payment reliability, turnover, and repair costs. Maintenance matters as well because deferred upkeep usually becomes more expensive later. In this sense, the book reframes management not as an administrative burden, but as a profit preservation function. That perspective is distinctive in a beginner market that often prioritizes buying over operating. Lastly, accessible instruction with worksheets, checklists, and step-by-step structure, the book seems designed to help readers act immediately, not merely understand concepts. Its use of worksheets, checklists, and logical chapter progression suggests an instructional style built around implementation. This is a meaningful strength because beginners often fail not from lack of interest, but from lack of structure. A checklist can reduce uncertainty during property evaluation, while worksheets can turn abstract ideas like cash flow, financing, and maintenance into concrete planning exercises. The step-by-step organization also matters because real estate investing can feel fragmented to newcomers, market selection, financing, negotiation, inspection, tenant placement, and long-term management are all different tasks. A well-ordered guide helps prevent information overload by showing which decisions come first and which depend on earlier ones. The book's likely appeal here is that it acts less like a theory-driven manual and more like a practical companion. That makes it especially suitable for self-directed readers who want guidance without having to assemble their own process from multiple sources. In a crowded category, this type of usability is often what determines whether a beginner actually moves forward. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are new to real estate investing and want a broad, practical introduction to rental property ownership. It should be especially useful for people who feel intimidated by industry jargon, uncertain about financing, or unclear about what happens after a purchase closes. Its main value lies in how it connects the entire investing process into one usable framework: finding a property, assessing cash flow, arranging financing, managing tenants, and maintaining the asset over time. That makes it more operational than many beginner books, which often focus only on how to buy without showing how to rent a rental successfully. In that sense, it stands out by treating rental property investing as a repeatable business process rather than a motivational concept. Readers looking for a structured entry point may appreciate the book's emphasis on clarity, checklists, and practical sequencing. For anyone comparing beginner real estate books, its biggest distinction is the balance between acquisition and management, which gives the reader a more complete view of what ownership actually requires. If you would like to support Andrew James, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.